Let's pray for the Lord's blessing on the reading and preaching of His Word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask now that You would give Your Holy Spirit to us, that we would have eyes to see and ears to hear of the glorious riches of Your grace that are given to us in our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. If you would turn with me in your Bibles to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. If you have a Bible from the back, we'll be looking at page 1681. 1681. Acts chapter 2, we'll begin reading at verse 36. Acts chapter 2. Beginning at verse 36, we begin at the end of Peter's Pentecost sermon. Acts 2 at verse 36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, this morning we have had the privilege of witnessing the baptism of Boaz, and let us now consider the glories of our God's love for us all who are His, from the oldest to the youngest. We live in an age in which human life is seen as something cheap. We can think of the culture of death that we live in that kills the unwanted and those deemed useless. We can think of abortion, euthanasia, the mounting pressure to kill those who are born with handicaps of various kinds. Even in today's movies and the commentators of our day speak of children as being an inconvenience, as a burden rather than a blessing. It truly is a sad world that we live in when we consider the sinfulness of people. And I think the words of David in Psalm 27 are so applicable when we consider such things. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Our hope is not built on the goodness of man. Praise the Lord. Amen. It is only upon the goodness of God that our trust rests. What we see in our passage in Acts 2 is the clear truth that our God values children just as highly as He values anyone, in the womb or out of it. We see that in the laws of the Old Testament, that if a woman who was pregnant was injured by anyone and the baby was lost because of it, the person who caused the injury would be charged with murder, just the same as if he killed a full-grown adult. We also see the love and value that our God has for the children of believers when we see the sign of inclusion in the covenant in the Old Testament. Circumcision is given to every male child 8 days old. It was a reminder to the people of Israel that their children were not outside the kingdom of God. They were not outside of the covenant. If they died in infancy as a young child, there was assurance given to the parents that they would see their child again in paradise, as David expresses when his son dies in 2 Samuel 12, where we read after his son dies, David says, "Someday I will go to him, but he cannot come back to me." Even in Psalm 8, where we see that God is pleased to work in the hearts of infants, as it says in verse 2, "Out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger." That verse is one of the verses in the inclusio of Psalm 8 that declares the majesty and the excellence of the name of our God. Because, brothers and sisters, the world looks at Boaz and at every little child and says, they're helpless. What good can they do? What benefit are they? They're weak. They have no strength. They can't do anything. Everything has to be done for them. And yet, brothers and sisters, our God tells us in Psalm 8 that in such little children, God has ordained strength, power, to overcome enemies. Boaz can't wield a sword. He can't fire a gun. How can he overcome enemies? Because God is his God. The Lord gives strength. The Lord gives strength, even to little children, to overcome the principalities and powers of this world. And our God is faithful to the promises that he gives. And so even from the mouths of little children, our God has ordained strength. They cry out in victory, as do the rest of us. As the psalmist writes in Psalm 148, the psalmist calls little children to join in the chorus of all creation, singing praises to the God of their salvation. Only God can do that. And we praise him that he does. Even as we think of, in our day and age, children as they're weak, they're ignorant, God is still praised by those children who are chosen by him. And they are kept by him, so that as weak as they may be, they are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, no matter their age. Age has nothing to do with it. If it did, every child would go to hell. But praise the Lord for his covenant, faithful love to us and to our children. We see the love and care that our Lord Jesus has for children when they're brought to him, as we read in Matthew 19, verses 13 through 15. Then little children were brought to him that he might put his hands on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked him. You can see this attitude in Jesus' own disciples. These are children. What use are they? What good is this, Lord? The disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." And he laid his hands on them and departed from there. Jesus laying his hands on these children was a sign of blessing. And notice what Jesus does not say there. He does not say, when they grow up, they can be part of the kingdom of heaven. No, Jesus says, for such is the kingdom of heaven. For such is the kingdom of heaven. Meaning that the children of heaven is made up of little children already. We see as well that the children of believers are sacred in the sight of God when we read in 1 Corinthians 7:14 that the children of believers are holy. They are set apart by God unto himself. How precisely does God do that? He includes the children of believers in the covenant of grace. The God who made the family is still pleased to work within the family. As we see the promise given to Abraham at the giving of the sign of circumcision in Genesis 17:7, "And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and your descendants after you." And as with any covenant, there are promises and there are signs of assurance. If the promise is given, then the sign of inclusion in that promise is also given. And so believers and their children are baptized. Now, what does the sign of baptism teach us? What does it assure us of? What does the baptism of Boaz remind us of? God loved us before we loved him. Even as a helpless baby, our God valued us and loved us as much then as he does now. Even if you were born to unbelieving parents and you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ now and were baptized as an adult, you can still look back over your life and see God's faithfulness to you even before you had faith. If you, with even the smallest and weakest of faith, place your trust in Christ, you can know with absolute surety that the promises extended to you in your baptism are given to you absolutely. What promises were extended to you in your baptism that when you place your faith in Christ are given to you? Principally, two promises and realities. And it is these promises and realities that we will remind Boaz of and every child in this congregation. First, that your sinful nature has been put to death in the death of Christ, and that you have been raised with him in the newness of eternal life in him. And second, that all your sin and guilt has been washed away, so that you bear it no more. You are pure and undefiled in the sight of God, perfect before him. solely because of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross. Essentially, the sacrament of baptism is a reminder to us all that Christ died for His people. And He died, if you believe in Him, died for you personally. This sacrament is a reminder to every single one of us who believes that these glorious promises of eternal life in Christ and being washed and cleansed in the sight of God are ours. It is a simple sign, just like a rainbow, that reminds us that the promises of God are given to us. Christ is given to us and was offered for us. And so, brothers and sisters, for all of us that have been baptized, we can, as we have just witnessed, look at the sign that was given to Boaz and be reminded that the promises of God are mine. They're for me. And when things are going well, it may not seem like those promises are all that great. But when reality strikes, whether it's on your deathbed, you suffer some tragedy in your life, or whether it's when Christ comes again, the reality that all that you have are the promises of God will be strikingly true. At the end of the day, brothers and sisters, all that we have are the promises of God. But as a wise elder once said, they're more than I'll ever need. Go forth, brothers and sisters, and be assured that all the realities of the gospel are yours. And if you are here and have not believed upon the Lord Jesus Christ, this is now the time to come in repentance and faith to the Savior, the one and the only one who can make you new, for He is the one that makes all things new. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give You thanks and praise for the wonderful promises that You have given to us and to our children. O Lord, give us strength day by day to grasp those promises with a true and sincere faith. Work in our hearts, O Lord. Work in the heart of Boaz, if You have not already. Work in the heart of every child here. O Lord, we pray with earnest that all would believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Place their faith alone in You, the God of all the universe. And may, as we grow in our faith in You, would You be pleased, O Lord, to grow us in our love and in our hope. And as we leave this place, may we, O Lord, be assured of your covenant faithful love and seek to grow in our understanding of your promises that are ours in Christ Jesus, that we would be filled with more love, assured with more hope, and fortified with a stronger faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.